PAR emission from star-forming galaxies in JWST mid-infrared imaging of the lensing cluster SMACS J07233 $0.03 to $7,327, by Daniel Langerudi et al. The mid-infrared spectra of star-forming galaxies SFGs are characterized by characteristic broad PAR emission features at 3 to 20. As these features are red-shifted, they are predicted to dominate the flux at specific mid-infrared wavelengths, leading to substantial redshift-dependent color variations in broadband photometry. The advent of JWST for the first time allows the study of this effect for normal SFGs. Based on spectral energy distribution templates, we here present tracks in mid-infrared 4.4, 7.7, 10, 15, and 18 color-color diagrams describing the redshift dependence of SFG colors. In addition, we present simulated color-color diagrams by populating these tracks using the cosmic star formation history and the star formation rate function. Depending on redshift, we find that SFGs stand out in the color-color diagrams by several magnitudes. We provide the first observational demonstration of this effect for galaxies detected in the JWST early release observations of the field towards the lensing cluster SMACS J07233-7327. While the distribution of detected galaxies is consistent with the simulations, the numbers are substantially boosted by lensing effects. The PAR emitter with the highest spectroscopic redshift, detected in all bands, is a multiply imaged galaxy at Z equals 1.45. There is also a substantial number of cluster members, which do not exhibit PAR emission, except for one safer galaxy at Z equals 0.38. Future wider field observations will further populate mid-infrared color-color diagrams and provide insight into the evolution of typical SFGs. This was PAR emission from star-forming galaxies in JWST mid-infrared imaging of the lensing cluster SMACS J07233 $0.03 to $7,327, by Daniel Langerudi et al.